Up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
spider web.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing if it was outside?
I reckon so, yeah. Spider web.
Okay. And the parts of the tree that grow underneath the ground?
It'd be roots.
Did you ever hear of using roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah, we used to use, well, it wasn't for medicine, we use it for tea. Sassafras roots.
Mm-hmm.
Make sassafras tea. But there's some weeds, I think, that have roots or that people use for medicine around here. But we never did.
Did you ever hear what any of those are?
No, I knew.
These are some kinds of trees. What kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
It'd be a maple tree, I reckon.
What if you had a big group of those trees? What would you call that?
I don't know.
But they don't have any of that?
No, we don't have any maple trees here.
What kinds of trees do you have around here?
We have oak, cottonwood, cypress, sweet gum, black gum. We used to cut a ring around the trees on the black gum and sap would create there, and that's where you get your chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
You chew this.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you can go there and get some more chewing gum off of that ring that you cut where the sap runs down.
How did it taste?
Oh, it's all right. It chews and it's got a little taste to it. But it doesn't taste like the gum you buy, of course. And then you got your pine trees and several different kind of oak, white oak, red oak, water oak, slash oak. Slash oak.
Uh-huh.
It's a little oak that grows in the low country.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of tree that grows near water? It's got...
it'd be a cypress tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that... it has some white scaly bark and...
it'd be a tupelo gum. Tupelo gum mm-hmm. trees grow in water.
What about something that has little knobs or balls on it?
Cypress trees have balls. The tupelo gum trees have little balls also, but they're long, about an inch long. And
mm-hmm. What about
sycamore?
Uh-huh.
We have some sycamore trees here. Yeah.
Where does that grow? Does that grow?
It grows in the hilly country mostly.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down.
I reckon it had been the cherry tree.
Okay. And this is a bush or shrub. I don't know if they have it around here or not, but it's the leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got clusters of berries on it.
Well, dogwood. Well, it doesn't have berries, but it has little flowers on it, and then it...
well, this is a shrub, though.
A shrub that turns red.
Mm-hmm.
A sweet gum tree turns real red in the fall. I don't know what kind of shrub would.
Do you have something?
They do. We do have some shrub in the yard that has little red berries on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're called.
Do you ever hear of something called sumac or shumac?
It's a sumac tree, but I'm not too familiar with it. I've heard the name.
Mm-hmm. What about I don't know if they have these down here or not either, but it's a flowering bush. It has clusters of pink and white flowers that blooms in late spring.
I don't know what it would be. We have some flowering peach
mm-hmm.
and several different types of trees that bloom in late spring. But I don't know which one you got in mind.
Do you have something? There's several different names for it.